What was the story on your first go-kart? How did you get it?
Well, there was a hardware store down on West End. It's not there anymore. It's right by the Pelig's garage at the time, right on the corner down there. And they sold lawn equipment, but they also sold go-karts. And I can't
West End Hardware. Johnny Wall.
Johnny, that's exactly right. So when I would drive on the route truck, the Pepsi truck with Daddy, that was one of the stops. And we'd go in there, and Daddy'd be, you know, slinging the pop bottles around, and I'd go up and brand new go-karts, man. I mean, they were nice. Leather seats, padded, big steering wheel, slick tires. These things were awesome. And I'd go, I'd sit on that thing. I said, man, I'd love to drive one of these things. Well, they used to run them at the airport. You know those three little circles at the airport out here where they used to fly model planes? Well, they would run the track, the big end. They'd go all the way down, come back, go all the way down, come back. So that's the first time I rode one was out there. Well, you'd go across the grass and on the asphalt, across the grass, on the asphalt. It was just a ride. But then that Fashion Fair, they had an old mall up on the east of town up here called Fashion Fair, and they had a club, a go-kart club, and they lay out a hay bale track up there on Sunday and race. So I went up there one Sunday. I rode my bicycle all the way from West End all the way up there and watched them race those go-karts. I said, come back. I told Dad, I said, Daddy, I could do that. Boy. You know how much those things cost? I said, I don't know, Dad. I said, but I'm pretty sure I could do it. He said, well, we'll see. So we go in that hardware store the next time, and he talks to Johnny, and he says, how about give him a – Daryl wants to try one of these things out. Well, you can give him a tryout on one of them. Right? He said, yeah, just tell him to come up to Fashion Fair Sunday. I'll strap him on one. So I go up there, and I hop on that thing, and, I mean, I was like – it was like gold, solid gold right there, man. Little old track and that go-kart, and I burned it down the first time I ever got on it because I'd already been on it a couple of times. And I went in there, and I don't know what kind of little old class they run. They called it junior or something. And I started in the back or, I don't know, somewhere. I blew by everybody, and I won that first time I ever sat on one of them. And my dad was – come back home and told Dad about it. He went to the hardware store and bought everything on credit. You know, he didn't pay for nothing. He had to buy it on credit. I think it was $300 for the go-kart. Daddy said, okay, so, and the guy said, look, you can pay me so much a month. So the boy's good. He ought to get him a go-kart. So he said, we can pay him so much. So I told Daddy, I said, tell you what I'll do. I said, get me a lawnmower. Buy me a nice lawnmower because I like to mow yards. That's how I made money. Get me a lawnmower. I'll mow yards and I'll pay for the go-kart. I think my daddy, I don't think the lawnmower ever even got used. I'm pretty sure it never even got cranked up. But that was my story.
You had to rob the motor and put on the
go-kart. Probably took something off of it to use on the go-kart, yeah.
You had a little 8 mile down at
Ellis.
You raced on the
go-kart. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that little I raced all over on the go-karts. From the time I was 12 until I was 16, we raced go-karts, Tail City, Indiana, Madisonville, Hopkinsville, anywhere that, you know, they had a race, we'd go. And on Sunday, we'd throw that thing in the trunk of the car, go to church there on Crabtree. And I'd look at that, sit by the window, so I'd look, I'd be sure it wasn't going to rain. As soon as church was old, man, we'd haul butt, jump in the car. Mom would fry some chicken, and we'd throw a picnic lunch in the car, and all of us kids would hop in the back, and we'd head to Evansville. We used to race over there a lot on Sunday. And then it got to be junior class. Of course, they had a senior class, so Daddy, he got to ride every now and then. They had a mama class. We never did get mama to ride, but I think Carolyn may have ridden a time or two. But it was just, that's how we, that was the most family quality time we probably ever had up to that point, was going to the go-kart races.
Bobby, big time.